Some Illinois legislators have been trying for years to expand state-sanctioned casino gambling in Illinois. There are some signs of progress. The Illinois Assembly is expected to take up a Senate-passed bill this fall. Waukegan Mayor Wayne Motley says his city is ready with a developer and a plan, and he is not concerned about the possibility of a Menominee Indian casino across the border in Kenosha.
We're going to produce this much substantially greater and more attractive than anything Kenosha could do.
State approval of a casino in Waukegan or anywhere else in Lake County is no sure bet. Illinois politicians have had as much trouble seeing eye to eye on casino gambling as have the Menominees and Potawatomies in Wisconsin. The Menominee Indian Tribe recently received federal approval to build a casino in Kenosha. It's asking Governor Walker to sign off on the deal. The Potawatomies, fearful that it could cut into their profits in Milwaukee, oppose the move. But Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman says it seems to him that the Potawatomies, one way or another, are going to see increased competition.
The Potawatomis are going to get the competition. Why not share in the competition from a Kenosha casino as opposed to not getting any benefit at all from a casino in Gurnee or Waukegan?
The Menominee say they're willing to cover losses incurred by the Potawatomis. Bosman points out that's an offer that would not be repeated in Illinois. A spokesman for the Potawatomis had no immediate comment for this story. For Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.